Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Today on Conscious Talk, we'll be talking about mastering our immunometabolism and adopting a new focus for vitality and resilience in a challenging world.
Well, our special guest today is an old friend of the show, and that is Kat James. Now, Kat is an award-winning author of The Truth About Beauty and a renowned nutrition and inside-out transformational expert. After overcoming her own serious health and beauty challenges, she has helped thousands of others do the same through her best-selling book, her national health columns, talk radio show, PBS special, geez, she's busy, Total Transformation programs, and her website, TotalTransformation.com. So with all that, Kat, we're excited to have you back.
I'm so happy to be back with you guys. Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you. So let's talk about immunometabolism. What is that?
Yeah, it's a relatively new field, but it's over the last 15 years that it has really exploded, and it was sparked by the obesity epidemic and the discovery that immune cells were causing inflammation in fat tissue of the obese, and that was contributing to metabolic disease. So it's a crosstalk that they discovered, kind of like that gut-brain crosstalk, only this mm-hmm. is a crosstalk between immune cells and metabolic functions. And so it's a really vast field. It goes down to the cellular level. We're sticking with the tissue level today and the things that we can actually do that change and optimize the function of immunometabolism so we can survive what's coming and be resilient.
Wow.
Yeah, that, you know, it's really fascinating, and it's interesting how over the years all of the things we've been learning in the natural products industry and really diving into our body, and especially with the bio gene work and research that's being done out there, you know, we know that there's more out there, and I'm so glad that you're breaching this subject. So, look, we mentioned in the opening you had a life-threatening series of health events. Were you what you might call now an immunometabolic mess?
Yes. I'm glad I didn't know that before. It would have been too complicated for me to face. Yes, my addiction to food, and that started when I was 12, and the obesity resulting from it changed what was going on in my fat. Who knew? I only knew that starting about a month ago. And then the autoimmune, the hypothyroid, digestive autoimmune issues, skin autoimmune issues, and eventually the near liver failure, which was also involving that. Involved that crosstalk between metabolism and immunity, and the inflammation and the immune cell activity in my fat created an off-kilter situation, and the microbiome is a cornerstone in that. We'll be talking about that, but also my brain's reward system contributed to my losing control, and that is affected by immunometabolism as well. So all of that was a big immunometabolic mess. I won't say that 10 times.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, it's a tough one, but it's a new one we're all going to learn.
Yeah, it's really interesting how many of these are crossing over, and we're finding out and getting to the root problem.
Well, as we've been saying for years, we're holistic beings, and, you know, that includes a lot of holism just on the physical level.
Yep. And it sounds it sounds like from what you're saying is there is a lot going on in our fat that we don't even think about. So what kind of stuff is going on in our fat? Can you give us some fat facts?
Absolutely. So the interesting thing is anyone who carries extra weight just thinks of fat as this, blubber stuff that really has no use. And there is so much going on in there. And there is research that shows that in obese people and animals, they accumulate pro-inflammatory immune cells in the fat, but also that the fat sequesters toxins. We knew that, but that it's a favorite hiding place for viruses and even parasites to evade the immune system.
Wow.
And and there's a study called called it a site for pathogen resistant fat. But the other amazing thing is that there is a microbiome in the fat, and in fact, there is a gut adipose tissue axis. And there's communication between our gut and the microbiome in our fat and the immune cells in our fat. And this all goes back and forth, influencing our energy, nutrient absorption, our appetite, and much more. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So what you're saying is we're basically really out of balance, right?
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to the fat is serving a function, you know, kind of like a fever, we got to trust that there's something that it's doing there. But all of this stuff going on is not going to be going on if you can avoid getting into this immunometabolism problem in the first place. And
for me,
I had a ton of this stuff going on in my gut.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question, Kat. Now, if someone is, say, 5 pounds overweight, or 10 pounds and then not in the obese state, is this still going on in their fat?
Here's an interesting thing. They have found that if you can get out of your metabolic problem, that you can actually have healthy fat even when you're still big. So,
yeah.
So the studies in the animals definitely showed this unusual activity going on in the obese rodents. This is a little blurry, so I can't be definitive on this. I don't think the science is either. But there is absolutely evidence showing that people can be immunologically or metabolically healed even when they still carry extra weight.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Well, so look, it, as we know, the research goes on. We're learning more and more. So, you know, from what you've learned now, what was going on in your gut? Because you're talking about the relationship between your gut and fat. And we've talked about the gut and the microbiome a lot. So how is that affecting the immunometabolism?
I had fun researching this, and I looked up. I just said, okay, microbiome and immunometabolism, and it's a cornerstone of it. So there is a inflammatory thing that happens in the gut. We've talked about it many times before. Turns out it was a very big issue for me because I had all these autoimmune issues. And also I'm going to kind of link that to some of the reward system and mood issues that I had too. But autoimmune issues are a major focus in the field of immunometabolism. And the microbiome is a big effect on that. So when you have dysbiosis or the imbalance of good and bad bacteria in the gut, you have resulting inflammation leading to gut permeability, causing food and bacterial toxins to escape the gut, enter the bloodstream, bring inflammation, and literally self-attack to different areas of the body. And there's a lot of interesting and hard to, you know, unfamiliar names given to all of these different autoimmune issues. And mine was the thyroid, the skin, and eventually my liver started to fail. That was autoimmune. But also the whole candida issue was also contributing to the inflammation that we now know can cause depression on its own, but also there is a crosstalk between the brain and the gut that also affects eating disorders. So dysbiosis, a lack of diversity, can actually stem from binge eating like I did, but also you can be compelled to binge eat because of the lack of diversity in the gut microbiome. So there are eating disorder studies on that as well. So that kind of goes both ways. So it's pretty interesting, this gut connection with everything.
Well, and what about antibiotics? Do they have an effect here?
Massive, in everything I mentioned. And so, like, if I were to summarize the things we don't want to do, overusing and just trying to avoid antibiotic use, prescription antibiotic, knowing that there are natural broad-spectrum antibiotics, and acids are also a big problem. So many prescription drugs also interfere with that microbiome. The food that you're eating, I had to cut carbs, and I was choking down sauerkraut at first, and then I wish that I had Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because the sauerkraut wasn't as diverse as Dr. O'Hara's. It wasn't fermented as long as Dr. O'Hara's, and it certainly didn't taste bad like the sauerkraut, you know, that Dr. O'Hara.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you mentioned Dr. O'Hara's because We've been talking about Dr. O'Hears for since the beginning of this show. Mm-hmm. And if we talk about the gut at all, we always come around to doing it. And I know that you've been working with Dr. O'Hears from and your clients for many, many years. And so we will talk more about that because, you know, we're going to run off to a break pretty soon. But, you know, you overcame something amazing. And, you know, a lot of people are suffering with really severe food addiction, which is tied in with everything that you're talking about and getting your gut in balance. You know, there's something that we've been saying now recently that sort of ties in with what you mentioned is your body knows the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're just discovering it. But when you discover those feedback loops from your body, you got to pay attention. Well, hang on, folks. We're here with Kat James. We are talking about something new. And we're going to continue this focus on vitality and resilience in our challenging world by mastering our immunometabolism. So stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts, eat strategically, and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and I want to remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is our website. You can hear all of this show for free in our archives at ConsciousTalk.net. And don't forget our podcast. A few hours after the show, it's going to be podcasts on all the major surfaces. So whether it's Google, Apple, Spotify, whatever, just go to Conscious Talk Radio, and you will find us.
So we're here today joined by Kat James, and we are talking about an interesting subject around around
immunometabolism. It's a new one
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, it's a new one, immunometabolism. And Kat, you've been explaining things, and I just a side note for our listening audience, this is a lot to take in. We get that.
Yeah.
But you don't have to understand all of this for where we're going to get to the end of the show to help people. Right. Correct, Kat?
That's correct. Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, but we were talking about the, you know, the breadth of the things in our bodies that are affected, and of course emotionally, et cetera. And I don't think you mentioned hormones. Is there an effect on hormones?
Yeah. So and what's really interesting, you've heard me talk about the hormonal connection with food intake and the relationship with food. And one of the things I absolutely had to do was, first of all, stop feeding my bad bacteria. Without that, there's not a prayer that you're going to gain a foothold and get that microbiome where you need to get it. But also what that affects is your hormonal response to food. And that is a large part of sugar craving, sugar addiction. And what you're going to do is stop spiking your blood sugar in order to get out of this cycle. And more people are in this cycle than ever before since COVID. And so you have to stop with the blood sugar swings, because that stops the hormonal swings in response to food. And by that, I mean elevations or spikes in insulin and the hormone leptin, which you can't do that because you need to get those into control, because that's going to stop the craving also hugely. You know, again, there's the impact with your yeast. And back to the antibiotics, if you just take antibiotics without thinking about it, you know, I've worked with more than 2,000 people at this point, and I observe changes in relationship with food after antibiotics that are major. So,
yeah, and you have a list here, Kat, that's really fascinating of the things that really, you know, are really contributing to this immunometabolism. And besides antibiotics, you have antacids, chlorinated water, excessive alcohol, many prescription drugs. All of these are going to contribute to this?
Easily. I mean, I only wish there was a list and something that comes with each prescription drug saying how badly it's going to devastate your microbiome balance. Unfortunately, they don't tell us that. And even sleep can interfere with metabolic health and also the microbiome. Stress can interfere with the health of the lining of the gut, and also elevated cortisol is also linked to all of these immunometabolic issues. And so it's the same things that we've always been hearing, right? But now it is absolutely connected with this new field that finally ties together these connections that can't be separated. And so, again, not spiking your blood sugar, not being fat phobic, not getting too much protein. The fat phobia thing, in my view, caused the entire obesity and diabetes epidemic. It is important not to know that there's a difference between tallow and grass-fed butter and olive oil. They're not interchangeable. You want a variety of those good fat, virgin coconut oil, and avoid too much omega-6 fat. That's inflammatory. And that's going to have metabolic and immune effects if you get too much of that omega-6, which is in processed foods. So avoiding processed foods at all costs, not spiking your blood sugar with what you're drinking. These are all huge for this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, we've always, and you have always put forward that we need more omega-3 fat sources, vitamin D, and antioxidants. You know, let's get back to, well, and of course, fermented foods, you mentioned that, but let's get back to this, what you brought up about Dr. O'Hara's. Now, you know, we've talked about Dr. O'Hara's for years, so why is that so important in your programs?
Yeah, well, you need the prebiotics for sure. You also need the postbiotics, the metabolites that are made by the bacteria. Most probiotics are freeze-dried. Maybe they have a billion, gazillion of one strain, which is not a good thing. You want diversity in the strains. And if you have, we all know that fermented foods inoculate the gut much better than typical probiotics. With Dr. O'Hara's, you go further in benefit from fermented foods because you've got more diversity in the bacteria and also the vegetable and mushroom and seaweed forces that go into that fermentation and the 3 years that it's fermented, and the fact that they've been exposed to seasonal temperatures, so these bacteria are hardy enough to survive within and never separated from their original food source, and their life cycle produces postbiotic. You just don't get the stuff in anything else that I know of, which is why I put it in my book. But the postbiotic, such as short chain fatty acids, those are huge in immunometabolism. People can look up, you know, butyrate, for example, and immunometabolism. It turns out these metabolites from the life cycle of the bacteria are really important communicators. And you have neurotransmitters and enzymes and amino acids and vitamins and all sorts of these things. But now they think these postbiotics are even more important than the bacteria themselves. And I don't know, again, anywhere outside of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics where you can get the real postbiotics that were actually made in that cycle, in that capsule.
Yeah. Well, you know, the world has now discovered how important that is. And one of the things that we see, because we're like you, we're always looking to see if anybody else can provide postbiotics. They claim it, a few companies, but what they're doing is adding something to their product, you know, adding a vitamin or this and that. Dr. O'Hara's works totally naturally where the bacteria are actually creating these things as they do in our system.
And if the bacteria were alive in these other products, and you'd know they weren't just dying on arrival because they're arriving without their lunchbox, they don't even have the original food that they were fermented with. Right. And if they really were effective, they wouldn't have to add the postbiotic, because you would have the life cycle within it, but they don't ferment it over these years. And so you just don't have that incredible overall fermented, incredible paste that you get with Dr. O'Hara's.
Well, and another thing about Dr. O'Hara's is it does not have to be refrigerated. And we take them wherever we go. I mean, we take them every single day. And I have a little testimony here I just want to share. I have a really, really good friend who lives in Kansas. And she had a run-on bladder infection for almost a year, Kat, literally. They'd give her antibiotics. It would clear up a little bit, and then she'd get it right back within a day or two. She was on that. And I got her on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics about a year ago. And I had her actually, you know, double up on them for about a month because of her condition. She swears that Dr. O'Hara's is the only thing that really helped break that cycle for her.
And
she's not having the infections any longer.
That's
amazing. Everything going on down there, even colon health, all of that is affected by that and and those postbiotics. Absolutely. That's great.
Yeah, and that's what we've always said. It's like if you, your body knows what to do. And if it is, the problem is we don't give it what it needs. And or we destroy what it's got.
So we feed its enemies, right?
That's right. That's right. We got it all backwards here. So that's why we've been talking about this stuff for years. Well, we've been taking Dr. O'Hara's, and I know you travel all over the world, but you know, where do you get it?
So I ordered online, frankly. But you definitely, you know, whenever I see a Sprouts, in fact, I was just taking a new client yesterday to a Sprouts and took her right over to Dr. O'Hara's. She has a number of autoimmune issues going on, and but also natural grocers, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and pretty much all the good natural health retailers. But again, essentialformulas.com, there you can find out where to find a store that has it for you.
Yeah, and we always tell people in our hometown area in Seattle that you go to Marlene's, you know, Vitamin Life and in Redmond and Woodinville. VitaminLife.com is what we love. We get everything the next day. You know, Healthy Way Nutrition in Linwood and Natural Grocers, Vitamin Cottage in Vancouver, Spokane, and Kennewick, Washington.
Yeah, you can get it pretty much everywhere. And, folks, we can't recommend this product enough. It, I feel it saved my friend's life, honestly, Kat. And it has helped Rob and I in every way. So you can learn more about it by following Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics on Facebook. You can go to essentialformulas.com to find a retailer near you.
Hey, and Kat, you know, thanks so much. We want everybody to know that they can go to your website, you know, to get Total some help because you have retreats, et cetera. Yes.
TotalTransformation.com. Well, thank you, Kat, so much for joining us today. And, folks, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.